Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki
jai.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur
ki jai.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur
ki jai.
By the cosmos mercy of Srila Prabhupada, our beloved acharyas, and His Holiness Shripad Indrajumna Swami Maharaj, we have come to this very sacred land of Benapol in the Jaisal district of Bangladesh. For all of you brahmacharis and we sannyasis, the particular historical incident that took place here is very critically important for us to hear, contemplate, and realize. This was a district under the political supervision of Ramchandra Khan, who was young, very good looking, very wealthy, as he was a tax collector, a zamindar. Learned, but very proud. Nature of false ego is when you have something in the form of an opulence, it becomes intolerable when someone else competes with you in that opulence. Living here where we are sitting today with Srila Haridas Thakur, who is the well-wishing friend of every living entity, who had nothing but love in his heart for everyone because he loved Krishna. One who loves Krishna has spontaneous natural love for every part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna tells in Gita that one who is in knowledge understands that all living beings are in me and they are mine. So how can you love Krishna and not love what is Krishna's? Haridas Thakur was a man who has realized the highest knowledge, therefore he saw every living being in a mood of compassion. Here he sat. At the time, this was a very lonely, desolate forest. In the seclusion of this forest setting, Thakur Haridas would lovingly chant the names of Lord Sri Krishna 300,000 times every day. This was his strict vow. Because of his very, very great taste for the chanting of the holy name, Krishna, who is none different than his name, was manifesting himself through Haridas. Therefore, he became all attractive. And so many people from this area, both Hindus and Muslims alike, were coming to him to worship him, to honor him, and to beg him for blessings and instructions. Thakur Haridas was very humble. Trinarapi suniche na tarori vase hishnana amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari. He exemplified this virtue as a personification. Humble like blade of grass, tolerant like tree. Eager to offer all respect to all others and expect none in return. Thus he could constantly chant the holy names. Because of Haridas, he didn't want disciples, he didn't want followers, he just loved Krishna and showed his love through worshiping his holy name with great affection and wanted to share that greatest treasure of Namras, Namruchi, with everyone. Because Haridas Thakur saw the rich, the poor, the learned, the ignorant, the healthy, the sick, the old, the young, the high caste, the no caste. Everyone was suffering because they were not tasting the sweetness. The more you taste the sweetness of the holy name, the more you want to share with others and the more you sympathize with those who are not tasting it. People are working so hard for some money, for some wealth, for some sex life, and what do they get out of it? Puna punas charvata charvananam. They simply chew what has already been chewed. It is available for the dogs and the hogs. Nayam deho deha bhajam de loke. But when you taste the sweetness of the holy name, you taste Krishna. You taste Krishna's beauty, his wealth, his strength, his fame, his knowledge, his renunciation. All of his opulences are revealed through his name. So Haridas Thakur just spontaneously wanted to share that nectar. And it's free. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to bribe anyone for it. The holy name of Krishna is available anywhere at any time. And all the nectar of Krishna is within his name. Nam namakari bahuta nija sarvashaktis. There are no hard and fast rules. You can chant anywhere. In the latrine, or on the altar, worshiping the deity, or anywhere in between. We should never stop chanting the holy name. Yes, Haridas Thakur was sitting in this lonely forest, in a very simple kutir, chanting the holy names constantly. So Ramchandra Khan was very envious of him. He must be destroyed. You know how people, it is universal for all times and all places. When somebody's envious of another, they try to discredit them by finding some fault. And if they can somehow or other find some fault, they exaggerate it, they embellish it, they illuminate it, and then they distribute it profusely. It's Krishna's grace. Ramchandra Khan didn't have internet. But the problem was, he couldn't find any fault in Haridas Thakur. And even if he tried to spread some lie, nobody would believe it. Because people were seeing for themselves. This is Haridas. You are saying this, but we are seeing this. So he was really frustrated. He was examining, he was researching, he was investigating. There was no fault, and if he made something up, nobody believed him. So he realized he had to actually make Haridas Thakur fall down from his saintly demeanor. And of course, the world is a mirror of our own consciousness. Because a materialistic person, the ultimate gratification is sex life. And that was Ramchandra Khan's mentality. He was convinced that Haridas Thakur could fall down if the right atmosphere was present with a beautiful woman. So he called all the prostitutes of his whole precinct. And they all came together and he told his plan. And amongst the prostitutes, they chose one who was the most beautiful, the most charming, and the most expert at the art of amorous affairs. And this prostitute, she was undefeatable. She could defeat any man with her beauty and her prowess. So she assured Ramchandra Khan, within 3 days, he will have union with me. Ramchandra Khan said, then I will send my soldiers with you on this very night. And when they see you embracing, they will immediately arrest him, torture him, beat him, make a public demonstration against him. She said, no. Let me first have union with him once, and then the second time, I will bring your soldiers to arrest him. So he was very convinced. So that prostitute came here at the most sensually stimulating time of the day, twilight, when the sun was just setting, the moon was just rising. She appeared here. The birds were singing. Very nice breeze, forest breeze, carrying the scent of the night blooming jasmine and night queen flowers. It's a very, very sweet, charming atmosphere. And Haridas, in the stillness, in the quietness, in the solitary mood of this forest, was simply chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna when this prostitute approached. He was sitting here. She bowed down to his tulsi plant because Haridas Thakur, this was his bhajan. This was his puja. This was his everything. Chanting Harinam before Tulsi. She bowed before Tulsi, and then she came to Haridas Thakur's kutir, dressed very, very luxuriously with ornaments and bangles. Very, very provoking dress. And with folded palms, she bowed down and she poured out the desire of her heart in a very impassioned voice. She called, "Oh Thakur, oh Thakur, you are a great saint, you are a great preacher, and you're so handsome. You're in the very prime of your youth, and you are so very well built. I'm longing to have union with you. Please fulfill my desire." Saintly people always fulfill the desires of those who come to them in great need. "I am in great need. If you do not fulfill my great longing to have union with you, I will not be able to survive. I will give up my life." Thakur Haridas looked upon her with great compassion. He said, "Yes, I will certainly fulfill your desire. But please wait, because I have taken a vow to chant Harinam according to a certain number, and I have not yet today completed my vow. Just sit where you are and hear the holy name." Thakur Haridas sat immersed, absorbed in Harinam all night until the sun appeared on the horizon. The prostitute bowed down. Now it was not the right time. Haridas Thakur said, he didn't say anything, she just left. She went back to Ramchandra Khan and informed him, he promised me he will certainly fulfill his promise. Just give me some more days. So Ramchandra Khan was very, very excited when he heard that Haridas Thakur gave his promise to this prostitute. So she came back the next night. She bowed down to Tulsi in the twilight and then bowed down before Haridas Thakur. He said, please forgive me, but I had not completed my vow to chant. I vowed to chant 10 million names a month. So be seated, hear the holy name, and I will certainly fulfill your desire. The night passed, and Haridas Thakur was engrossed in chanting. As she was right in front of him, within a few feet, exposing very provoking parts of her body and making amorous gestures that even the greatest saints and rishis would find impossible to tolerate, Haridas Thakur went on chanting Harinam till the sun appeared in the horizon. The next night she came. She bowed to Tulsi and to Haridas. Thakur Haridas said, tonight, for certain, I will fulfill your desires to sit and hear the chanting as I complete my vow of Harinam. He chanted throughout the whole night. While he was chanting, the prostitute spontaneously was chanting along with him. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, who is Vaishnav? First class Vaishnav is one who associates and sees that person chants the holy name. So you can imagine how degraded and fallen that prostitute was, that she was sitting with Haridas Thakur all night long for 2.5 nights before she spontaneously began to chant the holy names in that association. And as she was hearing Haridas Thakur and chanting, she became completely purified. She fell at Srila Haridas Thakur's lotus feet at the end of that night, weeping and crying. Haridas Thakur said, yes, now I will fulfill all your desires. She said, I must make a confession. I am a very sinful and fallen and cruel-hearted woman. I have been sent here by Ramchandra Khan specifically and exclusively for the purpose of making you fall down to illicit sex with me. Then he was going to have you arrested, tortured, imprisoned, and spread the news everywhere. That was my motive. But now, my heart has been purified by your association. I want to give up all my sinful activities. I want to surrender to you. I want to chant the holy names and be your disciple. Please be merciful unto me and forgive me. Thakur Haridas replied that yes, I know about that ignorant fool Ramchandra Khan and his conspiracy against me. When I understood what he was going to do, I was prepared to leave immediately. However, I stayed 3 extra days only to deliver you. Now you go back to the town, and all the wealth that you earn through your illicit activities, you distribute it to qualified persons. And then you come back here with just one simple cloth. I will be leaving this place, but you stay in my kutir, in my sitting place. You remain and worship this Tulsi Devi and chant Harinam 3 lakhs times every day. And you do not worry. Do not worry anything for your subsistence. Because when one surrenders to Krishna, Krishna provides all one's needs. This prostitute had such faith. She had such faith in the words of Haridas Thakur. Please tell me, who has such faith today? Just on the basis of his promise, she immediately went back to the town, and everything she had, she gave away. Not sold, but gave away. So she had nothing left in her possession except one simple white cloth. And she returned here to live in the seclusion of the jungle, to chant Harinam 300,000 times every single day. And she was tasting such nectar. Within just a matter of a short time, she became effulgent. Her heart was overflowing with love and compassion. And when the townspeople heard about this cruel-hearted, lusty prostitute becoming such a devotee, they were coming here to see her. When they saw her qualities, her taste for Harinam, they bowed down at her lotus feet. They worshipped her. And in worshipping her, the news spread in all directions, the glories of the Guru. The Guru who had made such a prostitute, such a saint. Srila Haridas Thakur. Ramchandra Khan was outraged. Because Ramchandra Khan committed this offense against Thakur Haridas, the seed of his own destruction was sown. One day, Nityananda Prabhu, when he was doing his preaching in Bengal, he came here to do preaching. Ramchandra Khan was noted by the whole town as a very, very pious religious Hindu. When Nityananda Prabhu came to his house, Ramchandra Khan didn't even personally come out to greet him. He sent a messenger saying that you can stay in the Durga Mandapa, which is the courtyard outside. Nityananda Prabhu understood the mentality of Ramchandra Khan. He also understood his aparadha against Thakur Haridas. So with a roaring voice, he condemned this mentality and left. Then Ramchandra Khan, because Nityananda Prabhu had sat in his Durga Mandapa, Ramchandra Khan had his servants wash the whole thing with cow dung to purify it due to the contamination of Nityananda Prabhu's presence. Such an envious person. Short time later, the governor came here and found that Ramchandra Khan was cheating in his taxes. He was collecting taxes, but he was keeping too much for himself. So the governor, to defile the sanctity of Ramchandra Khan's so-called home, he killed a cow, cooked it and ate it right in his Durga Mandapa. Then he arrested Ramchandra Khan, arrested his whole family, put them in prison, tortured them, plundered everything he had, and then they plundered and beat everybody in the entire village. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, this story proves that when one offends a great Vaishnav, not only does he suffer, but his family and the whole village around him has to pay the consequences of the reaction. Thakur Haridas happily proceeded to Chandpur. First he went to Haridaspur, then he went to Chandpur. Chandpur is part of Adisaptagram. And there he met Balaramacharya, who was the priest for Govardhan and Hiranyamajumadar. And that was the place where he did that wonderful seminar on the holy name. While he was in Chandpur, every single day, the son of Govardhan Majumadar, Raghunath Das, would come to meet Haridas Thakur. He was just a young student at the time. Raghunath would go every day to associate with him and to personally serve Haridas Thakur. And in that association, seeing his compassion, seeing his love for Krishna, and seeing his taste for the holy names, Raghunath Das became completely indifferent to everything in this world. He simply wanted what Thakur Haridas had, love for Krishna. So from this story, there are many very important lessons that we must contemplate and learn. One is, Thakur Haridas was he was seen by ignorant people as an untouchable. But if you want to call him an untouchable, then we must understand he was untouchable by Maya. When he was in Shantipur, Fuliagrama, Advaita Prabhu honored him as the highest, most elevated and worshipable of all Brahmins. When Advaita Prabhu gave him the Shraddha Patra, Haridas said, I'm from a low-born, untouchable caste. This is meant to be for the best Brahmin. Advaita Acharya said, by feeding you, I am feeding 10 million Brahmins. But yes, Maya could not touch him. Why? Krishna describes in Gita, Daivi heshu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vamye prapadyante maya metha tarantite. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is very, very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me can easily cross beyond it. Haridas Thakur was surrendered. He was surrendered. And how was he surrendering to Krishna? By constantly taking shelter of his holy name. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In the age of Kali, it's really the only way to actually surrender to Krishna is to take shelter of his holy name. Namaruchi. These are one of the most sanctified gifts of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he came to give the world the taste for the chanting of the holy names. In this beautiful pastime of Thakur Haridas, we see practically how when one develops a taste for the holy name, all the problems of life are solved. It's actually the only means of solving the problems of life is to develop taste for the holy name. Economic problems, so much difficulty. But when you have a taste for the holy name, like Haridas or like Kolavecha Sridhar, whether you have nothing or whether you have everything, you're happy. The problem of Kamadev's arrows, which is actually the number one problem of the world. So much anxiety, Maituna Agara. The basic seed of all material miseries is attachment to sex life. It's the shackle that keeps people bound to the repetition of birth and death. Prabhupada made it simple. Prabhupada said, when you have no sex life, you're liberated. You never have to take birth again. When you have no more sex desire. How to give that up? Krishna tells in Gita that one cannot give up the desire to enjoy material energy unless param drisvani vartate, one experiences a higher taste. And what is that higher taste? The higher taste of Krishna. Kali kale nama rupe Krishna avatar. And how to get that higher taste for Krishna in the age of Kali? There is only one way, by developing a taste for the holy name. Then all the problems of the whole material existence are solved with just one solution. Simply developing a taste for chanting the holy names. And if we don't have a taste for chanting the holy names, then we are vulnerable to innumerable distractions of Maya Devi. And that is a fact. Now how? How to develop that taste for chanting the holy names? Shushushro shadananasya basudeva kataruchi syan mahatseva yavipra punyatirtana sevanat. We must serve great souls. If we are not in a humble spirit of serving great souls, Krishna will not award that taste. You cannot attain that taste. You could chant 3 lakhs every day and still remain bound by the desires of the illusory energy. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that if you're chanting the holy names and offending Vaishnavas, then the holy name, who is not different than Krishna, will punish you. So this service attitude of serving Vaishnavas, that is so very, very important. And Haridas Thakur manifested that to such an unparalleled degree. During Mahaprakash Lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered Haridas Thakur any benediction in the entire spiritual or material existence. Could you imagine getting such an opportunity? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting on the throne of Vishnu, manifesting his supreme opulences of Krishna, and telling Haridas, I will give you any boon, ask for anything. Haridas wanted nothing. But if it pleases you, Lord, then I will ask for something. I will ask you for the one boon that I'm longing in my heart to achieve, although I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of receiving it. Please grant me this boon, that in every consecutive birth that I may take, you may award me the remnants that are left behind on the plates of your devotees. Let that be my object of worship, birth after birth. The Maha Maha Prasad, left from the mouths of your devotees. My Lord, I have a great disease. I have a longing to be seen as an important person. And now I'm asking you for a boon that is so high, that is so exalted, that I don't deserve to even ask for such a thing. But you are so merciful, Lord. Please grant me this boon. Let me be even a dog or an insect near the house of your devotees, so I will be assured of receiving the remnants of their food. Why is he Namacharya? Why is he tasting the sweetness of the holy name? Because he has that attitude of serving the great souls. this taste for chanting Harinam must be received by following the footsteps of Haridas Thakur. He was humble. He was eager to serve. And he also had Drita Brata. He had firm determination. He vowed to chant 300,000 names a day, and he very, very attentively chanted every syllable of every name of all 300,000 names each day. Dhritavrata. Very firm determination. Srila Prabhupada explained how important it is that devotees are determined to do the right thing, to not do the wrong things, and especially to chant according to our regulated vow. Srila Prabhupada explains Haridas Thakur chanted approximately 192 rounds every day. He wouldn't even eat or drink before he completed his vow. Now, this is very difficult for most people in this world today. But Prabhupada said, we have made it very easy, very convenient, only 16 rounds minimum. But the members of this Krishna consciousness must be determined to chant them and to chant them well. Haridas Thakur, any distraction that came upon him, even Maya Devi herself came in Phulia, said, I must finish my rounds. Such determination. After 3 days, Maya Devi said, there's a problem. You never finish your rounds. You're always chanting. I'll wait here forever. She surrendered. So we must have determination, especially those who are in the renounced order of life. It is the razor's edge. In the renounced order of life, especially if we're inattentive, we get cut and there's blood. And that blood not only hurts us, but it hurts the whole society. Anytime someone in the renounced order of life does not live according to the proper principles, it's a blow to the whole Vaishnav society. So yes, the renounced order of life is fast track back home, back to Godhead, if you do it right. But there must be determination. Drita Brata, like Dhruva Maharaj, we must be determined to follow our vows, to follow the principles the spiritual masters have given us, and to go back to Godhead and take others with us. That is our vow. And when we have that determination, the power of that determination attracts Krishna. And Krishna protects us. So yes, the tendency is to procrastinate. The tendency is to be lukewarm. Jesus Christ told his apostles, either you're hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I spit you out. He's representative of the Lord. We cannot be lukewarm. We must be intense. If you want to remain in renounced order of life especially, and even if you want to make proper advancement as a grihasta, you have to have intensity. You have to have determination. You have to follow in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur. If you remember in Puri, when he couldn't finish his rounds, he decided to give up his life. He was laying on the floor. He wouldn't eat. But he took a little morsel just to honor Govinda's offering. When Lord Chaitanya came, he said, Are you all right? And Haridas Thakur said, physically I'm fine, but spiritually I'm diseased because I cannot finish my rounds. And Prabhupada says there that we can understand through this example that if you are not completing at least 16 rounds every day attentively, you are in a spiritually diseased condition. That was Thakur Haridas' example. And that is the example we must follow. We must have that determination. We must be humble. We must be eager to serve. And we must chant with great, great enthusiasm. But there's something more required. If we actually want that higher taste, it doesn't just come. We must long for it. We must beg for it. We must plead for it. We must yearn for it. We must be willing to give up anything for it and everything for it. Then only will Krishna give us that higher taste for Harinam. And that is a fact. When we're chanting the holy name, we should really be begging Guru, begging the previous acharyas, begging Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and their associates, begging, give me this higher taste. Otherwise, I'm endlessly lost, birth after birth, in this world, unless I develop a taste for chanting the holy names. Namaruchi is everything. It's the all in all of our life. Everything else we're doing is only for that purpose. Even our greatest acharyas, they're begging for it. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. Aparada guchi, shudanamaruchi. Thakur Bhaktivinoda is praying to give up offenses so he could taste the nectar of the holy name. He's begging the Lord for that taste. Goranga bolite habe pulaka sarir, hari hari bolite. Thakur Narottam, he's begging. When will my tears flow from my eyes when I chant the holy names of Gauranga? When will transformation of bodily trembling come into my body when I chant the holy name of Hari Hari? He's begging for the taste of the holy name, knowing that without that, what can you really do for anybody? Life is wasted. So yes, we must beg for that Namaruchi. We must understand its value. We must understand it's the only purpose of our life. We must understand that it's our only true goal, Namaruchi. And what type of lifestyle, what type of consciousness is required? Trinadapi Sunichena. Service to the Vaishnavas, compassion to all living beings. We must practice these principles in our lifestyle. We must chant with determination. We must follow our vows with determination. And ultimately, we must beg. We must show the Lord that we want it so bad. Then He will reward it. So here, in Benapole, the place where Haridas Thakur manifested the supreme example of the highest taste for the holy name and the compassion, the ultimate compassion that taste for the holy name manifested through him. To give his life, to give love of God to a low-class, sinful woman who came to destroy him. So yes, on this very auspicious day, in the assembly of such wonderful devotees, in the presence of Tulsi, Thakur Haridas, and Lakshahiran, in this very, very blessed atmosphere, let us sincerely bow our heads with folded palms and pray for and beg for the blessings of Srila Haridas Thakur. He is here sitting amongst us today, hearing our chanting, hearing our words, hearing our kirtan, and watching our hearts. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur, begging for his causeless, infinite mercy. Let us beg him that he will bestow upon us a determination to follow in his footsteps, to serve Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. Let us beg as beggars with empty hands, begging that by his blessing, we too can be given that taste, that higher taste for chanting the holy names of Krishna. Let us beg that by the blessings of Haridas Thakur and his divine servant Srila Prabhupada, that we can taste the nectar of the holy names and share that nectar wherever we go. Let us pray from the core of our hearts. With tears in our hearts, let us pray for this benediction, for the real taste, for the chant of the holy names. Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnava.